上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
现在我们要一同读雅各书。
Now we want to go to the book of James.
我们要读雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
我们要从第十节一直念到第十三节。
We will read from verses 10 to 13.
翻到了，我们大家一同开声来读雅各书第五章。我们从第十节念到第十三节。
From verse 10 to 13.
我念出第十、第十一节，然后第十二、十三节，你们一同开声来读。
I will read 10 and 11. You read 12
and 13. 弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局明显。主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。十二、十三节，我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可歧视，不可指着天歧视，也不可指着地歧视。无论何事都不可歧。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这个时候打开我们的思想，你打开我们的心窍，使我们用悟性明白你的真道，让你至圣的真理建造我们属灵的信仰，好叫我们被建在有根有基的上帝永远的真理、永远不变动的话语的上面。我们感谢赞美你，求你赐福今天每一个到你面前来的人，用你自己的真理的灵来引导我们、光照我们、教导我们、带领我们，使我们走一条蒙你悦纳、讨你喜悦的道路。你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们今天所读的这世界的圣经
These four verses in the Bible,
我再一次告诉你，好像完全没有连贯。
Again, it seems to be fragmentary.
前面跟后面片片段段好像没有关系。
It seems that all the verses are not linked.
其实不是如此的。
But this is not the case.
在第十、第十一节告诉我们
Verse 10 and 11,
坚忍的重要性
tells us the importance of perseverance.
忍耐的需要
the need for patience.
忍受痛苦的人要蒙受的恩典。
And the blessings that we receive when we go through suffering.
这里就提到我们要想想过去旧约时代那些先知。
And so the verse reminds us to think of the prophets of the Old Testament.
先知有坚忍的心志跟随主。
And they have perseverance as they followed the Lord.
所以他们在受苦的时候。
So while they suffered.
他们没有跌倒。
They did not fall.
他们没有失去信仰。
They did not lose their faith.
他们就成为后世的圣徒，一个永久的榜样。
And they become an eternal model for saints to come.
这是神的工作很奇妙的一环。
This is a very wonderful part of the work of God.
也就是借着榜样来光照历史。
That the history of mankind will be enlightened by the examples.
今天整个人类最可怕的一件事是什么呢？
What is the most frightening thing facing humanity?
就是信仰道德的破产。
And that is, we have bankruptcy in our faith and ethics.
信仰道德破产最关键的困难在哪里呢？
And what is the biggest difficulty in this bankruptcy?
就是没有伟大的人格作为众人的榜样。
It is because we lack a great character to become example for all.
多少的政治家，他们是非常败坏的人格，掌握了最高的政权。
And many politicians may have great power, but they have decadent lifestyles.
多少的宗教家在他们的牧师跑的后面隐藏着无耻无羞的罪恶。
And many religious leaders behind their cloak, they contain great sins.
所以当百姓要看见真正做榜样的看不到的时候
，And so when the people cannot see a good example,
他们就可以妥协在这样罪恶的中间，不惜严谨的去对付。
They will compromise in sin. They cannot be solemn.
所以上帝的国不是如此。
But this is not the case for the kingdom of God.
上帝的国是永远的国。
The kingdom of God is eternal.
上帝国度里面的伟大的人。
There are great people in His kingdom.
只有他们对神的信仰、对自己严格的律己，成为 万世万代的榜样。
And their faith towards God and their self-discipline becomes example for all generations.
所以，当你们思想旧约那些先知的时候
，When you think about the saints in the Old Testament，
你就思想他们的坚韧
，Remember their perseverance，
思想他们的榜样
，Remember their examples，
思想他们在受苦的中间怎样站立的稳，怎样为神的名征战。
Remember how they stood firm in the midst of their suffering to fight for the name of the Lord.
雅各就提到一个很重要的人，叫做约伯。
And James mentioned an important person, Job.
你们都知道约伯。
You have heard of Job.
他怎样坚韧，他怎样守住他的信仰，他怎样忍受试炼中的痛苦。
How he had persevered and held on to his faith and withstand the suffering.
你们更知道以后上帝用什么来赐福给他。
And you've seen what the Lord finally brought to him.
这就显明上帝是慈悲的。
This means the Lord is full of compassion.
上帝是充满怜悯的。
And full of mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
约伯的事应当是每一个受苦的人很愿意明白的事情。
The matters of Job should be something that all who are suffering ought to know.
约伯记在整个世界文学中间常常是非常最尊贵的文学作品之一。
And this is why Job is one of the most precious literary work in the world.
这个世界有许多的事是我们有限的理性没有办法用逻辑去了解的。
There are many things in the world that our finite reason cannot understand.
为什么义人要受苦？
Why should the good suffer?
为什么罪人会发达？
Why would the evil prosper?
为什么公义迟迟来到？
Why would justice be late?
为什么有许多人犯罪没有报应？
Why are many people who are sinners are not taken care of?
为什么许多人行善受了很多的污蔑？
Why would people who do good be accused falsely?
永久性的问题。
These are eternal problems.
是时代里面的智慧没有办法替我们解决的。
The wisdom of the times would not solve it.
但是当全世界更深入思想苦难问题罪恶审判问题的时候，他们接触到约伯记，他们就得到答案了。
But when the world think about the problem of suffering and injustice, they can look into Job.
因为我们不能用暂时的眼光去解决永恒性的问题。
We cannot use the temporal attitude to solve eternal problems.
这样你不能在一个节奏的中间去明白整个伟大的交响乐一样的。
It's just like you cannot understand a great piece of music by just one bar.
一个伟大的交响乐。
A great symphony.
有非常暗淡，非常乏味，非常单调的某一些部分。
Has portions that seems to be pretty boring.
这部分是不是显明作者是无能的呢？
Does that mean that the composer is really incompetent?
这部分是不是告诉我们这乐章是没有价值的呢？
Does this portion show us that this symphony has no value?
不但不是如此。
Not only is it not so.
刚好是相反过来的。
It's completely the other way around.
一首每一句都好听的诗歌是适合孩子以及幼稚的音乐人能所听的。
A song that seems melodious from beginning to end is suitable for children.
但是当一个伟大的乐章展现出来的时候
，But a great piece of music，
像这样一个非常广大的地面一样的
，It's like a wide piece of land.
有高山，有树林，有深海，有河流，有农田。
You will have mountains, you have streams, you have valleys, you have farmland.
像才构成一幅非常多娇、非常伟大的场面。
Coming together to give a complex and grand picture.
当你在其中行走的时候
，But when you walk among it,
你发现有非常顺利的平坦的平原。
Sometimes the plain is very smooth.
你发现有非常崎岖难走的高原山带。
But sometimes the roads are very mountainous and difficult.
你发现有非常艳丽的阳光照射在你无法栖息的地面。
And sometimes there is great sunshine.
你发现有几乎整天看不到天上的云彩的乌云满布一样的树林的遮盖。
But there will be times when you're in a forest and you cannot even see the sun.
伟大的音乐是如此。
This is the case for great music.
伟大的乐章是如此。
The case for a great musical score.
神在我们的生命中间给我们引导也是如此。
This is also the way the Lord would lead us in our life.
有过顺利的生活的一些日子。
Job had days of pleasure and simplicity.
有许多丰丰富富的产业的一些年日。
He had days of great prosperity.
也有十个孩子跟两个父母在一起欢欢乐乐的那种家庭的情景。
He was able to enjoy family life with 10 children.
当有一天这些的产业都被掳去的时候
，But one day when all these were lost.
当有一天这些孩子在一天里面都死了的时候
，When all his children died within a single day.
当有一天约伯的妻子不明白上帝的带领到底怎样的意 事的时候
，When the wife of Job could not understand why God would lead them this way，
约伯觉得痛苦，在非常难过的日子中间，他要解决人生的意义到底是什么。
And Job would need to solve the problem of life while he was suffering.
所以这个时候，除了你有坚强的信心
，unless you have a strong faith，
有坚韧的人格
，unless your character will persevere，
有对神永恒旨意的了解
，unless you understand the eternal will of God，
你就没有办法面对这些突然的灾害，你就产生一个合理的解释。
You will not be able to face all this sudden suffering and find a good answer.
所以约伯的妻子对他说：“算了吧。”你丢掉你的上帝吧，你侍奉他到底有什么意思？
And so the wife of Job said, forget it. What is the purpose of worshipping this God?
如果你的上帝爱你，他怎么可以把我们十个孩子一天里面把他取去呢？
If your God loves you so much, why would he take away all of children?
如果上帝是全能的，为什么可以把我们的所有的产业就这样给人家掳去呢？
If God is all powerful, why would we be robbed of all our possessions?
就在这样简单的日子中间，从富有变成贫如一洗。
Within such a short period of time, we became so poor.
我们突然从很幸福的生活中间变成完全破产。
From a life of bliss, suddenly we are bankrupt.
不但如此，连你整个的身体都生了疮，全身都是疾病缠绕着你。你的上帝在哪里？
Not only that, you are filled with sores and diseases. Where then is your God?
当信仰面对这样的挑战的时候，
When our faith faces such a challenge,
你还能认为说生命是美好的吗？
Can you still say that God is good?
当你失恋的那一天，
the day you fall out of love，
当你被人丢弃的那一刹那，
when people forsake you，
当你看不见前途有任何的光明的一线的盼望的时候，
when you cannot see a single gleam of hope in faith，
你会不会说上帝啊，你是蛮有慈爱的？
Would you say, Oh God, you are full of mercy？
你可能说这样的话，跟那些不信上帝、常常羞辱主名的人是好像从一个口里面讲出来。
At that time you may speak of words that the non-believers would say.
当我受苦的时候你在哪里？
When I'm suffering, where are you?
当我需要帮助的时候你有没有知识呢？
When I need help, do you know this?
当我在受试炼患难的中间的时候你到哪里去走走呢？
When I'm in the midst of my great suffering and trial, where are you?
你的存在是真实的或者是人类的猜想呢？
Do you actually exist or did we imagine you?
我的信仰到底是对着空气发出去，或者对着天上的宝座发出去？
Is my faith given towards empty air or towards the throne in heaven?
所谓你的宝座是有统管全地的全能吗？
Can your throne indeed rule over the whole world?
所谓你的慈爱跟我的生命是有正面的关系吗？
Is your love related to my own life?
所以我们的生命遇到苦难的时候，
When our life faces difficulties,
那个时候就是我们的灵性彰显我们的程度到什么地方的时候，
It is a point where our spirituality is sent forth.
这里说约伯的坚韧，
And so it talks about perseverance,
忍耐痛苦，
His patience,
使他成为一个有福气的人，
Enable him to be blessed.
所以我们称约伯是有福的。
So we say Job is blessed.
这是过后我们才看出来的。
This is something that happened afterwards.
但是当事人的感受完全不是这样。
But it is not so for the person in the midst of it.
今天我们理性、灵性发生差错。
Our problem with reasoning and our faith.
是因为我们把我们的感受代替了真正的上帝。
Comes because we take our feelings in place of the real God.
当我们没有苦难的时候，
before we suffer,
我们可以向他祷告，
we will pray to him.
信心，
we say we have faith.
我们颂赞他，
we will praise him.
我们赞美他，
we will sing songs.
当我们受苦的时候，是我们的感受代替了那真正的上帝，使我们的祷告，使我们的言论，使我们做人的态度受感受所指挥。
But when we are suffering, our feelings will take over our words, our attitude, and the way we live.
我相信许多人把感受当作他的上帝。
I think many people treat feelings like their God.
所以从传统来说，你是一个有信仰上帝的这个基督徒的生活。
So traditionally, you seems to be a Christian.
但是从你内心的深处，你的感受指挥了你的祷告。
But deep in your heart, your feelings will direct your prayers.
当你感到痛苦时，你不能当的时候，你就骂上帝。
So when you are suffering, you will start to scold God.
当你发现你的困难是没办法解释的时候，你就埋怨上帝。
When you cannot explain your difficulties, you will grumble against God.
所以你的感受正在指挥你的理性。
So your reason is directed by your feelings.
而你犯罪堕落理性正在指挥你的意志。
And your sinful fallen reason is directing your will.
而你错误的意志方向正在这个指挥你的信仰。
And the wrong direction of the will is directing your faith.
好，你这些错误的信仰正在发泄在你的祷告跟你的对上帝的交通的关系。
And this wrong faith is expressed in your prayer and communication with God.
所以一个人以感受为上帝的，这个人的生活是很可怜的生活。
So it's a very sad life if feelings is your God.
那个时候，什么叫做上帝的宝座？什么叫做永恒的旨意？什么叫做上帝至上的正道？在我们心中的地位完全滑下来。
At that time, the throne of God, His eternal will and His word has no place in
our hearts.
But this is not the case for a person with great spirituality.
部分去代替全全部。
He will not take the part to replace the whole.
他不会用暂时去衡量永恒。
He will not measure eternity with the temporal.
他不会用堕落的理性去批判上帝的真理。
He will not judge the truth of God with his fallen reason.
更不会用这个暂时的感受来批判上帝永恒的旨意。
And certainly he will not judge the eternal will of God with his temporal feelings.
当你有这种得胜的时候，
When you have such victories,
那么你就成为圣徒。
You will be a saint.
因为你的感情圣化。
Your feelings will be sanctified.
你的理性圣化。
Your reason will be sanctified.
你的意志圣化。
Your will will be sanctified.
你的方向圣化。
Your direction will be made holy.
你神之间的关系圣化。
And your relationship with God will be made holy.
你会像约伯这样说，你为什么讲话像愚蠢的女人呢？
Like Job, you will tell the wife, why do you speak like an ignorant woman?
为什么你像笨的女人随便开口呢？
Why do you speak like a stupid person?
你岂不知道赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，他的名是应当被称颂的吗？
Do you not know that the Lord give, the Lord take away, blessed be his name?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
约伯是圣徒中间最伟大的圣徒之一。
Job is one of the greatest of all saints.
因为他代表了全人类在最痛苦的时刻顺服上帝，献出了最好的榜样。
Because he gave us the best example representative of all humanity.
约伯在世界的文学里面永远具一个最高的地位。
So the book of Job will always be one of the most important books of mankind.
已经告诉我们，除了能见界之外，有不能见的动因产生了能见界许多戏剧性的故事的产生。
Job is telling us that all the dramatic things that happened in the visible world came from invisible sources.
这是唯物论的文化永远没有办法勾到的深度。
This is the depth that materialism cannot enter.
这是现象论的人的聪明智慧，因为没有办法明白的本质。
And this is the essence that those who only look at the phenomena cannot understand.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们不是顾念所看得见的。
We do not care for those that we can see.
我们顾念所看不见的。
But we remember the invisible.
保罗说，因为所看见的是暂时的。
The apostle Paul says that that we can see is temporal.
那看不见的才是永远的。
Only the invisible is forever.
保罗说，有谁还盼望所看得见的事情？
The apostle Paul says we do not look for things that we can see.
你既然看见了，你还需要什么盼望吗？
Since you can see, there is no need for hope.
你的盼望是飙到你。过到那不能见界的永恒里面，在那里抛锚，在上帝的至圣所的这个应许之约的里面。
And hope is cast and anchored upon God's holiest place, the place of His promises.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经给我们的教训是这么的清楚。
The Bible gives us such clear teachings.
圣经给我们的原则是这么样的坚定。
With such strong principles.
所以我们就称约伯是有福气的人。
So we say Job was blessed indeed.
这里没有讲约伯的太太也是有福气的人。
Here he did not mention the wife of Job.
因为他们的灵性是不一样的。
They had different spirituality.
他们在苦难中间所表现的人格是不一样的。
Their character was different in suffering.
他们在同样的感受痛苦中间对神的评论是不一样的。
Their words towards God in the midst of the same suffering were different.
求主帮。
May the Lord help us all.
不是使我们沉迷在苦难的中间而变成一个羞辱主名的人。
That we will not be a person that brings disgrace to His name while we are suffering.
我们乃是利用苦难，透过苦难，结果得胜苦难，把上帝的荣耀彰显出来。
That we will manifest the glory of God through our suffering and making use of the suffering.
这样我们就成为一个有福气的人了。
In this manner, we will be blessed.
求主帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord help everyone.
给我们懂得这些的道理。
That we will know these teachings.
这样我们与世界的人就不一样了。
We will then be different from the people of the world.
以弗所书告诉我们。
The book of Ephesians.
这些世界上的人。
The people of the world.
或 在世上
they live in the world
没有指望
they have no hope
没有上帝
they have no God
他们是没有上帝所有的永恒的归宿的人
they do not have an eternal home in God
他们是没有上帝的应许成为他们盼望的内容的人
they are people without the promises of God as the content of their life
他们是因为没有永生的缘故只活在这个世界上暂时存在的人
They are people without eternal life temporarily living in the world
我们不是如此
Not so for us
我们有神有神的应许有神的同在有神永恒旨意在带领我们前行
We have God We have God's promises The presence of God And eternal will of God Leading us forward
所以我们要把所有历史历代的圣徒留下的榜样作为我们学习的一个基础
So we need to learn on the foundation of the examples of the saints of past
我们因为上帝留下了这些伟大的圣徒神就光照我们内心建立我们人格的历史教材而感谢上帝
We need to give thanks to God because these saints have given us examples to learn from
一个人能得胜历史中对他的折磨而产生超历史的得胜的人才成为历史上的教师
A person can be a teacher of history if he can overcome the temporal constraint of history and transcend it.
历史是一定要过去的。
History must pass away.
但那些得胜历史的人是永远不会被历史淘汰的。
But those who have victory over history will not be made obsolete.
历史隐藏着暂时的时间。
History contains temporal time.
但是在暂时的时间里面隐藏着永恒的时刻。
But within this temporal time, there's eternal moment.
所以你的历史中间发现那些胜过暂时的时间，建立永恒时刻的榜样记的人物，那你就跟上帝永远的旨意发生关系。
You have relationship with the eternal will of God if you can understand how these people have victory over history.
我们是亚伯拉罕的学生。
We are the students of Abraham.
我们是摩西的学生。
The students of Moses.
我们是约伯的学生。
Students of Job.
我们是大卫的学生。
Students of David.
我们是但以理的学生。
Students of Daniel.
这些曾经在历史上某一段的时刻显现过几十年的战士人物。
These people live for a few decades in the moment of history.
他们没有被历史淘汰过。
But history has not obsoleted them.
他们有一个得胜历史的暂时性的永恒的生命。
They have an eternal life that can victory over temporal history.
他们有一个没有办法被历史淘汰的伟大的人格作为我们历史历代的表率。
And they had character that can have victory over history and become examples for us.
这些人就变成超历史，也成为历史上万代的老师。
And so these people transcend history and become teachers for all generations.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我盼望我们不但听到这些的事，明白这些事隐藏的事理的原则，我们更成为像这样的人的圣徒。
I pray that we not only understand these lessons, we want to be saints like this.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝使我们在这几十年的生活过后。
After these few decades of our own life,
留下一些的东西，使我们的子子孙孙从我们的身上看见伟大的榜样。
May God enable us to leave behind things that others may learn from.
他们会称我们是有福气的人。
That they will remember us as blessed.
正像这一本书的作者称约伯是有福气的人一样的。
Like the author of this book calling Job as blessed.
不要忘记约伯所谓的有福气。
Do not forget that this blessedness of Job
经过各样的苦难才达到的
came after he had suffered greatly.
当约伯受那些苦的时候，他一点不感觉到什么叫做上帝的福气。
When Job was suffering, he cannot feel the blessings of God.
福气不是隐藏在上帝所赐的恩典之中而已。
So blessings cannot be found only within the grace of God.
福气隐藏在当这些恩典被挪去的时候，你对上帝的忠诚的那个智慧的灵性的里面。
And blessing can also be found in the spirituality where you are faithful to God when you are suffering.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督说：“忍耐到底的人有福气了。”
Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are those who persevere."
因为他们一定要得救。
Because they will be saved.
上帝不会让暂时遮过永恒，上帝不会让永远的乌云满布遮盖我们的盼望。
God will not let the temporal take over the place of eternity and dark clouds to cover us forever.
上帝有能力提升我们的灵性，使我们在受苦的压制下面的时候，坐在天上一同享受上帝的荣耀。
God has the power to enable and empower us so that in the midst of our suffering, we can still enjoy His glory in heaven.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当讲完了这个事以后呢
？After he finished with this,
上帝十三节忽然间就 转换一个很大的口气。
Verse 12 and verse 13 seems to have a big change.
这是雅各书的一种文学的特征。
This is a special part about
the book of James. 好像前后都是没有关联。
They don't seem to be linked.
好像突然那个题目出现。
Sudden themes appear.
是把我们带到一个完全不同的境界的中间。
To bring us to a separate place.
所以十二节他怎么讲呢
？And verse 12 says.
最要紧的就是你要做一个不随便发誓的人。
Above all, my brothers, do not swear.
每一个人讲一件事都把那件事当作最要紧，这岂不是夸大其词吗
？It seems to be exaggeration, the most important.
我二十岁的时候听个布道家讲一些的道理。
When I was 20, I heard an evangelist speaking.
每天讲完了以后
，After he finished,
讲一句我感到很奇怪的话。
He would say something I thought very strange.
听得很重要，但是还不大重要，更重要的是明天。
He said, today the message is important, but the more important one is tomorrow.
所以我们明天再去聚会的时候。
So tomorrow when we go.
他说今天你们听了很重要的事情，但是还不是特别重要，明天晚上更重要。
He said, today's message is important, but tomorrow is more important.
像我参加了六天，就发现原来五天不大重要。
So after 6 days, I realized 5 days not too important.
如果我从起初知道，我觉得参加第六天就够了，因为那是最重要的。
If I had known, I would come for the 6th day only.
所以一个人要讲什么，就把他自己感到的东西感到特别重要来强。要重要性的，这是很令人讨厌的事情。
And it's quite irritating when a person thinks of what he said to be the most important.
会不会呢？保罗啦、雅各书这些的作者都有这种毛病呢
？Could it be that the apostle Paul, apostle James, they all do the same thing?
所以这里说什么话呢
？Jesus，
他说最要紧的就是你不可指着天、指着地来起誓。
Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or earth.
这件事真的最要紧吗
？Is this the most important thing?
到底要紧到什么地步呢
？How important is this?
这件事跟前面又不成为我们历史的榜样。又有什么关联呢
？What is the relationship between this and Job？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这句话在讲什么呢
？What is this verse？
这句话在讲你受苦，你一定要敢付一个代价。
It tells us that we need to pay a price in our suffering。
你受苦需要坚忍，而这个坚忍所付的代价就是为真理做见证。
Here the price is that we ought to bear witness for the truth。
如果你在最困难的时候，敢稍微应付人情的需要，应付环境的转动，妥协一下，你就不必受苦了。
Perhaps in the midst of your suffering, if all you need to do is compromise, you don't have to suffer.
我们对这样的情形很敏感。
We are sensitive to this.
因为我们在一个回教的地区，很难为主作践的地方来做上帝的仆人。
Because we are servants of God in an Islamic region, difficult to preach the word.
或者有许多很极端不负责的人，随时可以危害你。
And there are some extremists that can bring harm to you.
那么在对自己的生命有威胁、有危险的地带，你到底要随波逐流，跟随四周的风，这个看风转舵，或者你要持守你真理的立场？
So if you are living in a place that is dangerous, would you hold on to your faith, or would you compromise and just follow the trend?
许多时候说我们的大布道会要开始的时候。
Many very often when our gospel rally is about to begin,
我们就要选这个布道会这一次的主题是什么。
We always need to pick a theme.
那么当委员会里面提出题的时候，我就知道他们灵性到什么地步。
When I look at the suggestion of the committee members, I can tell the spirituality.
很多人都认为不要把太尖锐、太有冲突性的这种基督教本色的主题提出来。第一，免得发生事情；第二，人也不容易来。
Some people say, do not be too obvious, do not have too Christian a theme because you may have problems and people may not come.
那我就听他们。
So I will listen to them.
听了几年以后
，After a few years,
到了三年前，我不能再忍受了。
Three years ago, I cannot stand it anymore.
我说这一次我要把最严肃的主题提出来，人来不来，我不管他。
I said, now I want to give a solemn theme. I don't care if they come or not.
所以这一次的主题是什么
？What is the theme this time?
基督是人类独一的救主。
Christ is the only savior for humanity.
言下之意，你不信耶稣，你就不能得救。
In other words, without Jesus Christ, you will not be saved.
这种的题目是不是隐藏着对别的宗教的污蔑呢
？Does this mean that I'm insulting other faith?
这样的题目在一个回教的地区是不是很受人吸引呢
？Can you attract people in the Islamic region?
所以呢，这个时候呢，有很多的挣扎，很多不同的意见。
So there are many struggles, many different opinions.
我说不必改了，就是这样。
I say don't have to change, just use
this. 有一个人说，他们是这次用一个10万人的足球场啊。
He said, Dr. Tong, this time the place can seat 100,000 people.
为什么不要用一些比较简单领受的题目吸引更多人来呢
？Why don't we want to attract a lot of people with simpler themes?
从前我们用一个10,000人的地方。
In the past, we used a place that could seat 10,000.
比较中性，人家容易接受。
You use a pretty neutral one.
现在有一个这么大的地方。
But now the place is so large.
如果人家不 来，因为考验这个题目，我们不是很辛苦吗？
If they don't want to come, won't we be suffering?
当然，我知道这一万人跟十万人中间没有两万、三万、四万的礼堂可以用。
But we do not have hall that could seat maybe 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people.
所以我知道这次一定要超过一两万人。
I know that we must have more than 20,000 people.
所以我们不得不要约个十万人的地方。
So no choice, we use a place that could seat 100,000.
不可能在贾加达有十万人在一个地方做礼拜的。
I know that 100,000 people will not come.
但是费用大了几十倍。
But the cost is very high.
我们照样将勇敢做下去。
Still we do it boldly.
结果怎么样呢？
In the end,
不但省长自己来支持。
Not only that the provisional governor came.
Okay, 支持以后他就专心听我讲到差不多整天都听进去。
He came to give a speech and then listen to me the whole sermon.
不但如此，
Not only that.
那一次的聚会比平常聚会更多三倍，差不多三万人在最后一天参加。
The last day, 30,000+ people came.
当然最后晚上走到前头来信主的人有6000个人。
And 6,000 people came to believe.
所以我想我们应当勇敢。
So I think we need to be bold.
勇敢做什么呢？
For what purpose?
应当讲的话要讲。
To say things we ought to say.
应当坚守的事要坚守。
To hold on to principles we need to.
是就说是。
And when it's yes, you say yes.
不是就说不是。
No, you say no.
不需要借用其他的权威来争撞自己的这个声势。
You do not need to borrow other powers.
我们应当不必用启示的办法来加添自己可信度的这种人格。
We should not find other means to make ourselves more trustworthy.
因为我们如果真的可以被信任的话，
If we are trustworthy,
我们就可以借着人以我们的交情印证我们讲的话是可以被信任的。
Our relationship with others will prove that we are people, men of our words.
所以这里说最要紧的，不要指天起誓，也不要指着地起誓。
So it says, above all, do not swear by heaven or by earth.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
Let your yes be yes and your no be no.
不必假借天地的势力来增加你自己的声势跟信用。
You do not need to improve your trustworthiness using the name of heaven and earth.
这件事为什么是最需要的呢？
Why is this most important?
最要紧的。为什么这样说呢？
Why?
就是你是真理的见证人。
It means that you are the witness to the truth.
约伯为什么受苦？
Why was Job suffering?
因为他是真理的见证人。
Because he was the witness of the truth.
但以利为什么被丢到狮子的洞里面？
Why was Daniel cast into the lion's den?
因为他是真理的见证人。
Because he was the witness of the truth.
撒巴拉、米撒、亚伯拉、尼格为什么被丢到七倍热的火窑里面呢？
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why were they cast into the furnace?
因为他是真理的见证人。
Because they were the witnesses of the truth.
为什么耶稣基督被钉在十字架上呢？
Why was Jesus crucified?
因为他是真理的见证人。
Because he was the witness of the truth.
这样说来，我就知道雅各书的最要紧的，他不是言夸其词，使人注意他的讲道，不是。
So now I know he is not exaggerating.
因为人活在世界上为真理做见证，这人在地上最尊贵的一方面。
The most precious thing that we can do on earth is to be witness of the truth.
在我们短暂的时间中间，
in this temporal life of ours,
我们可以见证永恒的真理。
We can witness to the eternal truth of God.
我们见证永生的道。
To witness the eternal word of God.
彼得说：“主啊，你有永生之道。”我们还归从谁呢？
The Apostle Peter says, Lord, you have the word of eternal life, to whom shall we go?
彼得最后就为了这个永远的道被倒定十字架也甘愿。
And Peter was willing to be crucified upside down for this eternal word.
这样我们所受的苦，
so the suffering we go through,
没有一样是比为真理做见证而需要付代价所受的苦更伟大的。
None of which will be greater than the suffering we have when we bear witness for the truth.
这里讲这个是最要紧的事情。
And so James says, above all,
我们起初读圣经的时候，
when we read the Bible,
读不出里面有机性的关联，到底怎么可以连起来？
Very often we cannot find the organic relationship.
先讲旧约的先知，
the Old Testament saints,
后来讲约伯的受苦，
the suffering of Job,
他的坚韧，
his perseverance,
他领受的福气，
the blessing he received.
后来讲最要紧的，你不要指天指地而发誓。
And then he said, above all, do not swear.
到底什么关系呢？
What is the relationship?
因为当你发誓的时候，
Because when you swear,
表示你借用别的权威来争撞自己的势力。
It means that you are using other powers to enforce yourself.
你利用更大的名望 来加添你的可信度。
You are using a greater name to improve your trustworthiness.
很可怕的事情。
This is something quite frightening.
今天我发现很多人是用别人的名义来增加自己的这个权威。
Today I see many people borrowing other people's name to increase their own faith.
所以如果他自己到你家里来
，So if they go to your house,
他说我是基督徒
，They say I'm a Christian.
你觉得你世界这么多基督徒，谁知道你是基督徒或者是糊涂
？You say there are many Christians in the world. How do you know you are real or not?
所以他如果说我是唐崇荣的同工，你就相信他了。
If you say that well, I'm a co-worker of Stephen Tong, you believe him.
我是唐崇荣的同工
，co-worker of Stephen Tong.
别人的名望来增加自己的这种威严了。
So he used the name of other people to boost his own reputation. This is making use of others.
如果我发现有一天我们是被利用的。
If one day I discover we have been used,
我们一定采取一些的行动。
We will go into action.
如果我有一天发现布道团是给人利用的。
If one day I find that STEMI has been made use of,
可能就把布道团解散掉。
Perhaps we will remove STEMI altogether.
我不是在讲开玩笑的事。
I am not joking about this.
因为尊主的名为圣是每一个基督徒应当祷告的第一句话。
The first thing all Christians ought to know is Hallowed be thy name.
我们活在这个世界上，让主的名被高举起来，也成为我们侍奉你们一个很重要的原则。
And a very important principle of a ministry is to lift up the name of the Lord.
耶稣基督说，凡是奉我的名来的，你不要都相信他。
Jesus Christ said, "Do not believe all who come in my name."
因为必须有假基督、假先知、假使徒的出现。
There will be false Christ.False Christ, the false teachers and false prophets.
他们如果奉自己的名，人就不接受的。
If they use the name of the Lord, other people will not use
it. 奉主的名来。
So they come in the name of the Lord, that others may accept them.
这是一个可信的一个源头。
This is the source of trustworthiness.
所以你看见这些人指着天启启示，指着地启示，假借最高的权威。来戳撞自己的力量。
That is why people will swear by heaven or earth to use the highest authority to boost their own faith.
你不是如此。
This is not the case for you.
你不应当如此。
You should not do this.
因为你要诚实。
You need to be honest.
你要自己以最严肃的态度做真理的见证人。
With the most solemn attitude, be the witness of the truth.
你不需要指着天启示。
You do not swear by heaven.
你不要指着地启示。
You need not swear by the earth.
你的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
What is yes is yes, no is no.
这个除了耶稣基督曾经亲口讲过这个原则以外
，Jesus Christ has mentioned this principle before.
全本新约圣经只有雅各提出这个事情来。
And here James is the only other person to say this.
耶稣说你所讲的话。
Jesus said the words you have spoken.
是就说是。
Let your yes be yes.
不是就说不是。
Your no be no.
你若是你多说，你就属于那恶者。
You belong to the evil one if you speak more.
那么耶稣这句话
，The words of Christ，
就是要门徒用真正的诚实做真理的见证。
Is to tell the disciples to use honest words to become the witness of the truth.
耶稣这句话以后在门徒所写的书信里面都不再出现了。
But these words would not appear anymore.
直到雅各书第五章又再提到这句话。
Until we reach James chapter 5.
而且这里加上最要紧的是就是。
And then he added on above all.
你不要指着天指着地来起誓。
Do not swear by heaven or by earth.
有很多人对我说唐牧师啊，我把我的名片给你，请问你的名片呢？
Many people say, Dr. Tong, here's my name card. What about yours?
我说对不起，我一生没有印过名片。
I say, I'm sorry, I've never had a name card.
他说啊，很可惜，我没有你的名片。
He said, Wow, so sad, I don't have your name card.
我感谢主没有名片。
Thanks be to God, I have no name cards.
有人就用我写过的签字告诉他，你看，唐牧师在我这个纸上签了名，我是他的好朋友，我现在向你借钱。
Some people will use the card that had my signature and say, I'm his good friend, so I borrow money from you.
那如果我有名片到处这里到处那里去，你们很多钱就不见了。
So if I spread my card all over the place, a lot of you will lose money.
就奉主名来的。
Those who come in the name of the Lord.
靠着有名的人的名气。
Those who come in the name of famous people.
这还是小事情。
These are just trivial matters.
指着上帝的名发誓的人是利用最高的权威。
But when you swear by the name of God, you are using the highest authority.
雅各说你不需要。
James says you need not do this.
不必指着天发誓。
You need not point to the heaven.
不必指着地发誓。
You need not point to earth.
你讲话真正可靠。
All you need to do is to be trustworthy.
有一天人都会相信你。
And people will believe you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有许多做生意的人最怕被人家骗。
Many businessmen are afraid of con men.
啊，中国传统的生意都是建立在互相信任、信用的这一个道德的上面。
And Chinese traditionally build their business on trustworthiness.
有一句话说，信用就是你的第二个生命。
Some people say that trustworthiness is your second life.
你做人有信用。
When you are trustworthy,
你讲的话人可信任的时候
when people can trust what you say,
你遇到最困难的时刻你还不会倒下去
you will not fall in the midst of the greatest difficulty.
有一次我叫我一个废物整个家整个房子都给火烧掉了
And once there was a person in my church whose house was burned.
他说的我最糟糕的是还没被烧以前我才把一大堆很贵的货物放在里面全部也被烧光了
He said the worst thing is that there's a very important goods and expensive goods that got burnt.
就是他们知道我从今是贫如一席，不知道怎么样在养活我的家了。
He said, Dr. Dong, now I'm completely lost. I don't know how to take care of my family.
奋斗的所有的产业都完全付诸一炬了。
All the things that I work for are now burnt up.
他一边讲一边大哭，他的太太一直捶胸。
As he said this, he wailed and his wife was wailing too.
我说我为你们祷告。
I said, I will pray for you.
我们大家低下头来。
I said, let us all pray.
上帝啊，求你怜悯。
Oh Lord, have mercy on this family.
上帝求你使他有一天可以站起来。
That one day they will stand up again.
给他一生的奋斗，不是这一次就完蛋。
That their life will not end like this.
求主加添他的信心。
May the Lord increase their faith.
求主给他智慧。
That he will have wisdom.
求主给他的朋友可以真正为了他们受的痛苦，愿意付一些因信任而付的代价。
That their friends will be able to pay the price of trusting him.
我说我感谢主。
I say thanks be to God.
你们的名望是很好的。
That you have good reputation.
人对你们是很有信用，都有印象的。
That people know you are trustworthy.
所以我盼望在两三年里面，你们可以真正再爬起来。
So I pray that in two or three years you can get back again.
三年以后呢
？Three years later.
这个人又见到我。
Again he saw me.
他说感谢上帝听了我们的祷告。
He said thanks be to God. He heard our prayers.
感谢上帝没有丢掉我们。
Thanks be to God. He did not forsake us.
一生奋斗的全部烧掉了。
All the things I worked for were burned up.
这三年我已经全部得回来，而且比过去更多了。
But in these 3 years, I've regained all of them and have more.
我说为什么呢
？I asked why.
他说感谢上帝，很多朋友借钱给我，重新再做本钱。
He said, "Thanks be to God, many people invested in me."
我这三年就用过去所吸收归纳的所有的做生意的经验，好好依靠上帝，从头经营。
And with my experience and I rely on God, we start all over again.
神就这样赐福给我。
And the Lord bless us this way.
我问他说：“为什么别人要借钱给你
？”I asked why would people lend you money？
因为他们相信我不是乱来的。
He said they all believe that I'm trustworthy。
我的问题就在这里了。
I said this is where it is。
你平常讲话算数。
Because every time you speak, people believe you。
你跟他约定的，你都去做。
And you fulfill all your promises。
这就是你第二次的机会。
This is your second chance。
你话说是就是，不是就不是。
When you say yes is yes, no is no。
当你遇到困难的时候，人都信任你，他们都帮助你了。
People will help you in the midst of the difficulties。
你不要忘记，人借给你，你都要付清楚。
Do not forget that people lend to you, you've got to pay back.
不要忘记人家帮助你的，你都应当好好的酬报他们。
Do not forget to reward those who have helped you.
他说：“汤姆斯，我知道这些的原理。”
He said, Dr. Dong, I know these principles.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
一个诚实的人是吃亏的吗
？Would the honest person be at a loss?
很可能吃亏。
Possibly.
一个说谎的人会发大财吗
？Would a liar be prosperous?
很可能发大财。
Very possibly.
但是诚实而亏本的人是一时吃亏。一生不是永远吃亏。
A honest person that may have been in a loss would do it temporarily, but not forever.
诡诈而发大财的人。
But a person who has prosperity because of lies.
一时发财不是终身富有。
May have temporal prosperity, but not for all eternity.
用敲诈、狡猾、阴险的手段得财。
If he become prosperous because of deceit.
一方面堆积钱财，也一方面除去自己犯罪的记录。
On the one hand, he accumulates wealth, he also accumulates the record of his sins.
因为他不义德的钱财也变成刀剑，在他的下一代中间产生互斗、互杀的结果。
And this ill-gotten wealth will become weapons for his next generation to fight over.
所以自以为聪明的人常常不是真有智慧的人。
Those people who think of themselves as intelligent are often without wisdom.
真正有顺天智慧的人不会感到自己是聪明的。
Those with heavenly wisdom would not think of themselves as
intelligent. 回到今天的圣经告诉我们。
When we return to the Bible,
你们不要执着天子的地发誓。
Do not swear by heaven or by earth.
你这个话是就说是。
Let your words yes be yes.
不是就说不是。
No be no.
那你这样真正做真理的见证人，可能你会吃亏，你会受苦，但是约伯已经是成为你们的榜样。
As the witness of the truth, you may be suffering or may lose, but Job has become your example.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
希腊一个哲学家叫做 Xenophonus。
In Greek, there's a philosopher named Xenophonus.
这个是那个2400年以前，可能是跟孟子同一个时代。
About the same time as Mencius, 2400
years ago. 有一句话非常好。
He has a good quotation.
大自然给我们两个眼睛，两个耳朵，但是只给我们一个嘴巴。
He said, nature has given us two eyes, two ears, but one mouth.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是要我们多听一些，多看一些。少讲一些。
That we will hear more, see more, but speak less.
因为我们眼睛两个。
We have two eyes.
所以我们嘴巴只有一个。
But one mouth.
这样看的多于所讲的。
We should see more than we speak.
我们的耳朵两个。
We have two ears.
我们的嘴巴一个。
One mouth.
我们听的要多于所讲的。
We should hear more than we speak.
其实有很多的人不是如此。
But this is not the case for many people.
两个眼睛关起来。
They will close both eyes.
两个耳朵关起来。
Close both ears.
一个嘴巴呱呱叫。
And keep speaking with one mouth.
听也不要听。
They won't listen.
看也不要看。
They won't see.
一天到晚呱呱叫。
Day and night they will speak.
我想这种人是很可怜，很可怜。
I often think of this as very sad.
有些人从来不看书，但是很会骂人。
Some people will never read books, but they will scold very well.
有的人耳朵从来不受教，很爱教训人。
Some they are not teachable, but they like to teach others.
所以这是一天到晚对人家要怎么样，要怎么样，都是不知道用耳朵、用眼睛好好吸收真理的人。
These people that often want to teach others are not people who will absorb the truth with their ears or their eyes.
你是一个怎样的人？
What sort of a person are you?
一个人哑巴是因为他是一个耳聋的人。
A person is often mute because he's deaf.
一个人不能讲话，因为他不知道听见什么声音，要怎样发音。
Because he cannot hear, so he do not know how to speak.
所以当一个人耳朵不听真理的时候，他没有资格讲教导人的话语。
So when a person is not willing to listen to the truth, he is not qualified to teach others.
一个人眼睛没有看清楚就随便讲话的人是自讨羞辱的人。
And a person will humiliate himself when he speaks without understanding and seeing clearly.
我读到 Xenophonus 的这个哲学的时候，我很受感动。
When I read this philosophy of Xenophonus, I thought,
the nature grant us with two eyes and two ears, but only one mouth is to say, we should listen, we should see. More than what we should talk.
宇宙给我们两只眼睛、两个耳朵、一个嘴巴，就是告诉我们，我们所看、所听的要远超于我们所讲的。
这么伟大的思想。
This is a great thought.
这很好，很好。
A great.
很有智慧。
A great wisdom.
那我就想，那圣经到底有没有这样的话语呢
？I thought, did the Bible say this?
后来我发现了，圣经比这更高的地方是什么呢
？I understand the Bible to be more superior than this.
不是自然给我们两个眼睛、两个耳朵。
Not that nature has given us two eyes, two ears.
所以我就把它用圣经的原则来讲出来。
And so I express this with biblical principle.
God created us with two ears and two eyes,
上帝
but only one mouth.
上帝创造我们，给我们两个眼睛、两个耳朵、一个嘴巴。
上帝造两个眼睛，造两个耳朵，但只造一张嘴巴。
Two eyes, two ears, one mouth.
God created us.
Created by God.
为什么呢
？Why?
Is let us.To listen to good and evil, to see the wicked and the righteous one. But we should only give the witness for the truth only, nothing else.
让我们看，让我们听善跟恶人，但是我们只为真理做见证。
我们可以看善看恶，我们可以听是听非，但当我们要做见证的时候，我们单单为真理做见证。
We only bear witness for the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
我很明不明白为什么眼睛要两个。
I do not quite understand why you have two eyes.
如果一个在中间，不是更专心吗
？You have only one, you can focus.
为什么耳朵要两个
？Why two ears?
而且一个在左，一个在右。
One left, one right.
如果一个在前面，不够了吗
？Maybe one in the middle.
你想想，上面一个洞。
One hole here.
中间一个眼。
One eye.
下面一个口。
One mouth.
那这个一定很端正的。
They were very.
这个每一个人就名字叫做中正，又中又正。
Everybody is very straight.
但是如果这样呢，你没有机会结婚，我就 不知道了。
In this one, the case you may not get married.
上帝给我们两个耳朵。
God has given us two ears.
这个耳朵外面的耳也是软软的。
And very soft ear.
很奇怪的。
Very strange.
而且是向前的。
Forward.
不是向后的。
Not backwards.
这个耳朵是弯来弯去的。
And it's curving.
这个软骨是设计的很复杂的。
The cartilage.
你单单看你的丈夫的耳朵，一直看，你会想出很多东西出来。
You look at the ears of your husband, you can think of many things.
你就看你旁边的耳朵的构造，你发现上帝的智慧。
You can see the wisdom of God looking at other people's ears.
为什么人类到1960年才有这个声呐声 stereo 的东西产生出来
？In 1960, then we invented stereo.
我第一次在苏拉巴亚看见 stereo 的音乐器材，我吓了一跳。
The first time I saw a stereo equipment in Surabaya, I was shocked.
No. 提琴在这里。
The violin is here.
咚咚的鼓在这边。
And the drums over the other side.
我差不多跳起来了。
Give me a shock.
这我坐在这里听，我就看见整个交响乐真正的情景重现在我的面前。
And I could imagine the whole orchestra in front of me.
高音、低音、提琴、鼓，还有一些好像在中间交界的地方的乐器，非常清楚。好像重新出现在我的面前。
It was very clear, different instrument as if they were right in front.
哇，我说人类很厉害。
I say, wow, you know, it's great invention.
产生用两个 speaker 产生这个立体的声音出来。
That they could have stereophonic experiences.
当我真的佩服人类的时候，圣灵在我心中感动。你不知道亚当刚刚被造的时候。耳朵就是 stereo, 不是 mono 的嘛。
The Holy Spirit said to me that Adam was created with stereo ears.
我起初的耳朵就是两个的。
From the very beginning, we had two ears.
所以我们对方向从那里来非常清楚。
So we know direction.
而且耳朵是软软的，像你的爸爸拉你的耳朵就不容易拉断了。
And your ears is very soft. Your father can yank it without.
你的耳朵软软的，你睡觉的时候转来转去就不会太辛苦。
And because it is soft, you can sleep quite well.
上帝忘记给耳朵软骨，那么你一碰碰来碰去。就像虾饼一下子就弄破了。
If your ears are very hard, as you turn and sleep, it will break.
是上帝造我们每个人两个耳朵。
God gave us all two ears.
是上帝造我们每个人两个眼睛。
God gave us two eyes.
但是只有一张口。
And one mouth.
主啊，你有没有做错啊
？Did you make a mistake, Lord?
眼睛是为了看。
Eyes for seeing.
耳朵是为了听。
Ears for hearing.
耳朵除了听以外还有什么功用吗
？What's the purpose of hearing other than that?
没有什么功用。
No other purpose.
眼睛除了看还有什么功用
？Other than seeing, what would the eyes be used for?
没有什么功用。
No other purpose.
嘴巴除了讲话有什么功用吗
？What would be mouth used for other than speaking?
很多功用。
There are many functions.
你用你的口物吃饭。
You can eat.
你用你的口物喝水。
You can drink.
当你鼻子不能做工，你用你的口物呼吸。
You can breathe when your nose is blocked.
还用你的口物唱诗。
You can sing.
用你的口物骂人。
You can scold others.
用你的口物讲真理。
You can speak of the truth.
哦，你看见你的孩子很可爱，用你的口跟他亲嘴。
You can kiss your child.
所以这个口的功用太多了。
So the mouth has many uses.
所以我们如果说上帝啊，为什么你造眼睛是两个，你造耳朵是两个，为什么造口只有一个呢？
Why would God then make one mouth?
所以我小的时候就猜想了。
When I was young, I imagined.
如果我们只有一个眼睛
，if we have one eye,
一个耳朵
，one ear,
五六个口
，many mouth.
唱歌用这个
，we sing here.
喝水用这个
，we drink the other one.
讲话用这个
，we speak with one mouth.
骂人用那个
，we scold using the other.
亲嘴再用一个
，we kiss using
this one. 还有鼻子塞住用一个呼吸
，I use another breathe.
这样可以同时很多功用出来了。
Then we can have multi-function.
那不是更好的吗
？Wouldn't that be better?
我后来感到这个不好。
Later I thought no.
因为这违背了圣经一个规律。
It is against the biblical principle.
就是你只有一个口。
You have one mouth.
只有一个出口。
One channel.
为真理做见证。
For the truth.
所以耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ said.
是就说是。
Yes, be yes.
不是就说不是。
No, be no.
你若再多说，你就是出于那恶者。
If there is more, it is from the evil one.
表示你只能一口一心一意一舌。为真理做见证。
It means that the witness for God is focused only one.
为什么我的肺是两个耶的
？Why do we have two?
为什么我们的肾是两个耶的
？Why do we have two kidneys?
为什么我们的心脏只有一个
？But one heart.
为什么我们的肝只有一个呢
？One liver.
这都是造物的上帝隐藏的智慧在我们里面。
They are implicit wisdom from God.
心怀二意的人啊
，Those who are Double-hearted,
一口两舌的人啊
，those who have twin forked tongue,
上帝要审判你。
God will judge you.
如果圣经说肺怀二意的，你说本来我的肺就两个嘛。
You cannot use lungs as illustration.
因为神的创造是奇妙的。
The creation of God is marvelous. Thanks be to God.
所以我们,
so therefore,
要做真理的见证人,
we must be witness of the truth.
我们要听是听非,
we want to listen to the falsehood and truth.
看正看邪,
we can see evil and goodness. We want to understand what is righteous, what is unrighteousness. To know what is good and bad.
但当你见证的时候,
but when you bear witness, you have one mouth for the truth. You will be righteous indeed. A righteous person is not ignorant. He knows all things but bear witness only for the truth. He knows all things but he won't go against his conscience. Thanks be to God. After this, James says, or you will be condemned. Which is more serious, to be condemned or to go through trial? Perhaps the suffering of trial is greater than that of condemnation. Many people commit suicide in the midst of suffering. Why? Because it was too bad. So they think it's better to die.
每一个自杀的人都衡量为什么他要死，因为他认为生不如死。
Many people commit suicide must first judge that it's better to die.
很多自杀的人先假设死就是一个解脱。
They first assume that death is the escape.
自杀的人先感受痛苦是不能受的。
They feel that they cannot take this suffering anymore.
所以他们宁可死也不要受苦。
So they are willing to die and not suffer. But here we see two things. When you bear witness for the truth, you will go to trial. But if you do not do that, you will be condemned. You cannot take your suffering. Again, you are propelled by your feelings to scold God. But can you take condemnation? You say, I've never been to hell. Never been judged. So how do you know that you can take the condemnation of God? So these words want us to think carefully. And last month in Guangzhou, Fujian, somebody jumped into the river to commit suicide. When he jumped into the river,
哇,大家紧张起来,
everybody was excited. Some people want to save him.
当那些人要去救他的时候,
when they were about to save him,
发现这个女人自己爬上来,
they discovered that this woman climbed up herself.
所以他们就啼笑皆非, 为什么跳下去还爬上来呢?
So they were all quite curious.
他们就问他说, 为什么你跳下去呢?
They ask her, why did you jump out?
另外一个人说, 既然跳下去, 为什么爬上来呢?
Another person said, since you jump out, you come out again.
你知道他怎么回答呢?
You know what was her answer?
我太苦了,
she said, I suffered greatly.
生不如死,
I thought it's better to die.
所以我就跳下去,
so I jumped.
我跳下去才知道这个水臭得要死。
When I jump in, I discover the water is so smelly.
我哪里受得了, 快快爬起来,
I cannot take it.
所以我告诉你, 自杀也要有本钱的,
so you need to be qualified to commit suicide.
感受就随意下决定的。
You cannot just decide anyhow.
你要为真理做见证吗?
You are in the bad witness for the truth.
受试炼。
Then you have to go to trial.
你不要受试炼吗?
You don't want to go to trials.
你受审判。
You will be condemned.
哪一个苦?
Which one is worse?
哪一个责任重?
Which one has greater responsibility?
我告诉你, 经历试炼的人,
I tell you, those who go through trials will have victory.
受审判下地的人,
but those who are condemned into hell will fail forever.
无论如何,
so no matter what, you must lead an honest life.
是就说是,
what is yes is yes.
不是就说不是,
no is no.
作为真理的见证人,
to be the witness of the truth,
是有付代价的,
to pay the price.
是有受试炼的,
those who have gone through suffering.
已经经过试炼而得胜,
as an example, Job has victory.
现在你要得胜,
now you want victory.
你要过一个为真理做见证勇气的生活,
you must have a life of courage to bear witness for the truth.
这样明白了以后,
when you understand this,
你读这段圣经, 你知道这个关联是很清楚的,
you will see a clear link.
不是片段支离破碎的,
that it is not fragmentary.
接下去的一句话是说什么呢?
And then he says,
这就是第13节所告诉我们,
first, the
thing
is, if any one of you is in trouble, he should pray. If there's one happy, he should sing songs of praise. What sort of link does this verse have?
当你为主坚守真理原则而受苦的时候, 你要向上帝求, 他要拯救你。
If you are suffering because you are witness of the truth, you are to pray to God, He will save you.
如果上帝没有给你经历许多的苦难，你在喜乐中间的时候，你不要忘记感谢上帝。
And do not forget Him in the midst of your happiness to sing songs of praise.
所以你在患难中间，你要忍耐。
So in the midst of your suffering, you are to persevere.
受苦中间，你要祷告。
You need to pray in the midst of your suffering.
你祷告要恒切。
And you are to pray earnestly.
当你在顺利的道路中间，你要赞美。
And when times are good, you need to praise God.
你的灵性。
Your spirituality.
成为真理的见证人。
Not only will become witness to the truth.
向上帝负责的圣徒。
You will become a saint that is responsible to what God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
把你的挂虑，把你的痛苦，用祷告、祈求以感谢。带到上帝的面前。
Give all your anxiety and worries in prayer and supplication bring to God.
过一个常常喜乐的生活。
To live a life that is rejoicing all the time.
你喜乐，因为你是为真理做见证。
You rejoice because you are witness to the truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿主帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord help all of us.
活在这个世界上。
To live in this world.
跟着历史的潮流，随波逐流。
Not to float along with history.
我们不是被世界的败坏的情欲的世界所淘汰掉。
And not to be made obsolete by the decadence of the world.
相反的，我们要以上帝永远的旨意成为我们活着的这个责任。
On the contrary, we live by the eternal will of God.
成为真理的见证人。
To be witness to His truth.
必要的时候。
When the time comes.
真理做见证而受苦。
We may suffer for the truth.
真理作践的时候试炼。
We may go to trial for the truth.
如果我们在受试炼中间没有办法有力量胜过，你就好好祷告。
We will pray earnestly when we are in weakness.
当你做见证而上帝不让你受苦的时候，你要开口赞美上帝。
And when God allows you to have a smooth journey, you are to sing praises to His name.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来再读这世界的圣经。
Let us all rise and read these four verses.
雅各书第五章第十，一直念到第十、第四、五章第
十三、
十到十三节。
James chapter 5 verses 10 to 13.
我们大家一同开声来读。弟兄们，你们要把先前奉主名说话的众先知当作配受苦难能忍耐的榜样。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福了。你们听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满有怜悯大有慈悲的。我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可歧视，不可指着天歧视，也不可指着地歧视，无论何事都不可指。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。你们中间有受苦的人，他就应当祷告；有喜乐的人，他就应当歌颂。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我请聚会没有结束的时候，没有人离开。
Before the gathering is over, let us not leave.
如果你们要迟到要早退，以后可以不必来。
If you want to come late and leave early, you need not come.
我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray.
求主保守他的话在我们的心中。
May the Lord preserve His word.
坚固我们。
In our hearts.
成为真理的见证人。
Let we become witness of the truth.
一同开声祷告。
Let us all pray together. And today I want to tell you the best of all news.
非常非常好的消息。
A very good news.
我们等了好久好久的消息。
A news that we have been waiting for a long time.
什么消息呢？
What news is this?
我们三天以前。
Three days ago.
正式拿到政府发给我们的建礼拜堂的准字了。
We finally received the permit for us to build a church in Jakarta.
感谢上帝。我们等了多久啊？
How long have we waited?
我们等了13年了。
We waited 13 years.
从前已经建到一半。
In the past, we built halfway.
六个回教堂联合起来。
There were six mosques that came together.
拦住我们。
They came together to block us.
所以我们不能建。
And block us.
现在我们换了另外一个地方。
Now we found another place.
又等了好久好久。
Again, we waited a long time.
现在开始建了。
And then we can build.
那么大概是两个礼拜以前。
About 2 weeks ago,
开始打地基。
We had a foundation piling.
然后呢，这个昨天早上六点。
And yesterday in the morning 6 a.m.
到那个工地去看。
I went to the ground to see.
打下那个打桩呢。
The piles.
那这个呢，一只一只是12公尺，大概到上面那么高。
12 meters high each of them.
一共已经打了200只下去。
200 has been.
这样就把四周 差不多是四英亩地，四周都要打桩。
And there's like 4 acres of land that has been surrounded.
然后就把泥土挖出来。
And the ground will be excavated.
两层的停车场在里面。
To have a two-layer car park.
以后呢，等这个做好了以后呢
，After this is done,
要在中间放差不多一千个大柱子。
There's going to be about 1,000 pillars.
上面才建大礼拜堂。
And then we build a huge church.
这礼拜堂建成以后
，When this church is completed,
要是全世界最大的华人礼拜堂。
It will be the largest Chinese church in the entire world.
正堂的座位有4,300个。
The main sanctuary will seat 4,300.
副堂的座位有1,500个。
The side sanctuary 1,500.
就在那个建筑物里面有差不多6,000个座位。
Within the building there will be 6,000 seats.
那么旁边还有这个神学院。
There will be seminary.
是8层楼的。
8-story tall.
礼拜堂的下面有2层的主日学课室。
There will be 2 basements, a classroom for Sunday school.
20多个课室。
20 over classroom in 2 layers.
那么这个礼拜堂 balcony 的下面就是大的这个，这个叫做 lobby.
Beneath the balcony is the lobby.
大概可以站1,000人。
For 1,000 people to stand.
地下停车场。
The underground car park.
可以停700多辆汽车。
Can have a capacity of 700 cars.
那么旁边一个神学院是8层楼。
A seminary that is 8-story tall.
神学院的旁边一个音乐厅比这个还更大。
A music concert beside the seminary larger than this place.
1,267个人。
Sitting capacity 1,267 people.
音乐厅的上面。
And on top of the music hall.
是一个博物馆。
There is a museum.
那么就前面的广场。
And the hall in front.
可以站5,000个人。
The square could sit 5,000.
所以这是一个很大的工程。
So it is a huge effort.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所有的数算都清楚了。
We have made all the calculations.
这个设计太过困难。
The design was very complicated.
有很多圆的东西。
Many curves.
所以要算地震来的时候，从东、从西、从南、从北，哪里先倒，所以算得很辛苦。
And you got to calculate in case there's earthquake.
因为印尼是地震带。
Because Indonesia is in an earthquake zone.
新加坡比较靠近乐园。
Singapore is closer to paradise.
没有什么地震的事情。
There is no earthquake here.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那我们现在呢已经清楚了。
Now we are clear as to the direction.
下个月
，next month，
我们在加加达有一个大的宴会。
We will have a large banquet in Jakarta.
谁都可以来一同吃饭。
To invite everyone.
但是每个人自己出钱。